Heather, come tell us what that music was about.
That was We Didn't Start the Fire from Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel. I've always have since, the early 80s or so. I'm giving away my age there. But that was We Didn't Start the Fire. I think it's about war, and I think it's kind of appropriate as to what's going on in the world today.
And because we're going to talk about that possibility tonight, we put out an announcement to several thousand new people that we're going to talk about the Bush announcement that deals with Russia and the attack on Georgia, or vice versa, whoever did what first. You know, you never know what news you get and what's really happening. So thank you for the music, and thank you, audience, for joining us. This is Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio. We're supposed to be broadcasting. We don't know if we are or not. We have had every technical difficulty imaginable. We'll probably think up some new ones as we go on. I don't know how to use a new computer. We've got a problem with the camera, so we'll try to get you as close as possible. This is Vocal Profiling Live. That's what we say, live, because we're broadcasting. You can go right to bbsradio.com, right on the front page, and watch what's happening here, because we are going to use this show also as a way to teach you about this free Nano Voice program. And for those of you tuning in for the first time, Nano Voice is a mini program of our Mama program in Voice about personality, and we're going to use this show to teach you how to interpret that. But at the same time, we're going to give you the program. We're going to show you how to use it. So this is a learning tool also. And so we always have a few announcements. So get your telephone ready there, because we're going to be talking to people and give you a number just in a little bit, but we've got some announcements first. You know, those people who we did evaluations for last week, not all of you called us to give us the email address so we can send you your report.
And I love listening.
I don't know if they can hear you. You're going to have to come over here, Heather.
I love hearing from our listeners, and we do all these reports all the time, and I want to get you your report. So make sure when you call in and we do your vocal print, to email me your email so I can get you these wonderful reports that Sherry does. And that is a real special thing, having your report done from Sherry. Not everybody who wants it gets it.
Not everybody gets to see Sherry, that's for sure.
We're going to try to create, I guess, controversy here tonight, because we're going to talk about Bush's announcement about the war between Georgia and Russia, and I think you guys will be very surprised about what is really going on there. You know, you can hide from your words, but you can't hide from the frequencies in your voice. So, you know, we must be making a difference someplace. Some really strange things are happening. When we get our wits together about all of this stuff, the attacks on the telephone, the attacks on the computer, the attacks on the electricity, we're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna let you know. But I'm reminded that David Oates spent quite a bit of time in jail for talking about the first President Bush and what was going on. He wrote in one of his articles that he could evaluate the voice, and he said that Sharon was the code word for the Desert Storm War, and that they were really there for this reason, to open new oil fields rather than this reason. David got arrested and treated as a traitor. So we're kind of stepping on some new ground here. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Heather has some announcements. I have some announcements. I have some questions. And we're going to be doing compatibility when you call in tonight. Our topic is money compatibility, in addition to what we're doing for the people who requested that we evaluate what is really going on with the Russia-Georgian war. And we're doing that by evaluating George Bush's voice. We haven't been asked yet to evaluate McCain or Obama. We probably should do that on the next show. So, Heather, you have some announcements?
I sure do. As always, our demo classes, which is the easiest way
to get in and find out about what bioacoustics is and see what direction that we could help you take. The next demo class is the 21st of this month. It will be, I believe, from 5 to 6, so be sure to log on to NutriSounds.com and sign up for that.
But, Heather, they don't have to sign up anymore. If they want to watch a recording of one of those demo classes, they can.
We do have that available now. We just started that, and that's a wonderful thing. And you can do that at any time, day or night. You have to wait for our appointments, yeah.
How do they get the link?
If once again, if you email me or the office, anybody here at the office will be happy to help you and get that link.
That's Heather at vocalprofiling.com. Or the office is 740-698-9119. Can't they jump on BBS Radio and link to us?
Mm-hmm. We've got all kind of links up on our show information pages. And that's with our Vocal Profiling Live show on Thursday nights as well as our Sound Health Radio on Sunday nights.
Don't you have a new video up on one of
I
our...
I do. We're very proud of this. It's completely final access to
don't
Jay.
You want me to put it in front of the camera so you can see it?
Hi, everybody. That's our new video, Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease, and you also have some really nice bonus footage, Miracles of Non-Medicine. That is two new films from Sherry and the staff of Sound Health.
Absolutely.
Created by John Addison. He's an independent filmmaker. He works with a lot of holistic healing modalities, and we're really proud to be able to work with him.
Didn't you post part of a video up on...
It's
our
on
site?
It's on the front page of NutriSounds right now, and it's also on the front page of our JBAB site as well.
Well, NutriSounds is N-U-T-R-A, sounds, that's plural, .com. And excuse us for repeating these, but we sent out about 2,000 new links, so we want to make sure those people know what JBAB is.
We actually sent out more than that.
There were a lot.
Or by now. If everybody wants to see Sherry in a really nice, it's about a little over 8 minutes long video clip is linked up to YouTube, and we've gotten hundreds and hundreds of hits just having put that up in the past, within the past week.
And people are requesting to be on our list.
Embedding that video, if you guys have a website, feel free to embed that into your website. Link
a lot
up
of people
this.
Are doing that with their Facebooks and their MySpaces.
We love that. That's a great way to get the word out.
Are they doing that with that free Nano Voice program?
Oh, yeah. We actually have quite a few people doing that. So we've got all kinds of free goodies out there for people to hook up with on the web.
Nano Voice, N-A-N-O Voice, .org?
It's .org.
Is an absolutely free computer program that you can follow along and do what we're doing on the computer tonight. And JBAB that Heather was talking about is the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology, and that's JBAB, JBAB.org.
.org.
Yeah, and the questions we've been getting, the requests, it is awesome that our listeners are joining in. You know, and I think ones that are true visionaries are the ones that are really taking this to heart because they can see how this is going to change medicine. I have a couple of questions. Do you have any more announcements?
I've got a couple more. Don't forget our Myrtle Beach Expo. That's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Coming up next month on the 20th and 21st. We're very excited. This is our first expo there in Myrtle Beach. The end of summer, kind of a hoorah for us. So anybody down south in that area wants to come out and see Sherry and all of us here at Sound Health, we'll be there. We'd love to talk to you.
Is it posted on our site how they can get more information?
It's on the media page of NutriSound.
And we're going to be doing free vocal profiles there.
Absolutely. Sherry is the keynote speaker for this expo. They're very happy to have her there, and we're very happy to be there. So it'll be a good time. September 20th and 21st at the Myrtle Beach Expo Center, downtown Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Sound like we have a caller.
Which caller? Which phone? Hit it. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Sherry. This is James from Pacifica. How are you doing over there?
Hi, we're doing great.
I spoke to you at the tail end of your show last week. And I thank you for staying with me until after the show ended. And you gave me some suggestions. You suggested I go out and buy a Carly Simon CD because I was, when you did my profile.
You needed F or F sharp,
yes.
Didn't you?
We remember that one.
Yeah, I had no F or F sharp.
Yeah, that's Carly Simon.
Yeah, and I've always liked her music, but I haven't listened to her in, you know, many years. So I got one, and I listened to it, and strangely, I felt a little bit emotional.
Your energy sounds completely different.
He does.
Your energy is up. Your voice is full. Did good things happen to you this week when you got this energy back in your voice?
Well, no, I just listened to it today.
Oh.
So I'm hoping good things will happen. I'm the one that was having problems getting a job.
Uh-huh.
We remember you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
You definitely
and my question
energy.
To you is, you know, this fascinates me, the whole concept of treating, you know, illnesses or other imbalances with sound. And I went to look up on the Internet to see if I can find what the frequencies were for F and F sharp. And I found that there are octaves.
Scale. We use the even-tempered scale.
The even-tempered scale. But how do you know which octave to use?
Well, if we took a real vocal print on you, we would be able to tell you whether it's a genetic issue or nutritional or emotional. But we can't tell just over this phone. If you look at the bottom of our Nutrisounds website, there's instructions there to send us a vocal profile and do a real one. And you could get a good microphone right at Walmart. We use this little, here it is, this little microphone, looks like a little quill pen kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about $20. It has its own sound card in it. And we've thoroughly tested it, and it's inexpensive enough and available enough that anybody can get one. So send us a real vocal print, and then we'll look at it. Of course, Carly Simon stuff is going to be in the range of the human voice because, you know, she's singing. But we have machines that can get you down to very low tones and actually talk to your brain.
Wow. You know, this brings up another point that I thought was fascinating. You stressed the importance. I was looking at one of your websites, and you stressed the importance of listening to analog sound as opposed to digital sound.
Yes.
And in the past, I've purchased several different CDs that play, the solfeggio tones, for example. And I'm wondering now if I'm doing myself more harm than good listening to the digital sound rather than an analog sound.
Okay, let me put in some caveats here. When you are listening to sound that is in the human vocal range, you're okay to use CDs to an extent, although the carrier waves of those CDs that's unheard by a human voice can do damage. If it's a recording that is at 44K, the damage is to the prostate energy. If you're doing a CD that is at 94K, then that is influencing the blood. I don't know to what great degree, but what I warn about specifically is not to use these very low tones in a CD or a digital manner, because what we're trying to do is influence the brain and train the brain. And we have tried again and again and again to use CDs, and they don't work for us.
Uh-huh.
Some people, they don't work in the way that we want them to.
Right, right.
If we can't get it to regrow new tissue, you use the word treat. We're not allowed to do that, and we're not allowed to say that. Boy, I love this call. Were you a first-time listener last week?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Oh, this is
but I've heard you, Sherry, I've heard you before on Coast to Coast.
Oh, yes. Great.
That's where I first learned of you, and I've never even heard of BBS Radio until then. So I'm really glad that I heard you that night. And this is just this whole. I mean, you know, this can turn the whole concept of medicine in a new direction.
Well, we're going to tell you about a new direction we just took today that we think is totally awesome. Let me finish answering the question. There's a guy by the name of, is it Ron Bauer? Look at him online and look at the difference between analog and digital sound. He has done studies. He's got a whole treatise about analog versus digital. Now, the body speaks analog according to Robert O. Becker. He's an MD, and he wrote a book called Cross Current.
I'm familiar with Bob Becker. He's also into electronic medicine.
No, there's two people. Bob Becker, electronic medicine, one of them is dead. Robert O. Becker is an MD. Totally
different. Oh,
So if you want to look on page 62 through 65 of Cross Current, there's a reference there for how the body speaks analog. But people are going to argue with it. You and I talking in person is analog. Mm-hmm. You and I talking on the phone is digital. Mm-hmm. It's put into another form. But people are going to argue that the ear hears it. It's changed into electrical chemical energy. Therefore, it's digital and sent to the brain in a digitized form. I mean, people are going to argue that. But what we are really looking at and how our equipment works, we're not really concerned with the frequencies themselves. We're concerned with the harmonics, and that's what does the work, and that's what digital messes up because it just samples it. It's not pure.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that there was a carrier wave to watch out for on some CDs, and you mentioned two frequencies. One was 44 hertz?
44K, 44,000.
Okay. What was the other one?
94K.
94K. And both of these can affect, 94K affects your blood?
Yes, from what we have, from the studies we've done.
And the 44K affects what again?
The prostate.
Prostate.
And if you really want to see some startling statistics, look at the rise in prostate cancer for young men.
I believe it. But how do you know if there's a carrier wave on your CD?
It'll tell you how it's recorded.
Okay.
And I don't know how the test is. I'll ask our engineer. But you could also get in touch with Ron Bauer. I think he's in New York. I'll try to dig up an address.
Is his name spelled B-A-U-E-R?
Yes, I think so. R-O-N. But if you put analog digital fanatic, his name may come up. He is so fanatic about this that he runs his wires all in one direction. He installs high-end audio equipment for people.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing guy when you look at his lab.
Yeah.
He can actually hear the difference in the directionality of how a wire is being connected.
Okay. Now, I need to go to which website?
Nutrasound, N-U-T-R-A, sound.
Sound.
.com. Nutrasound, one word, .com.
Nutrasound.com. There's a link at the bottom?
Yes, it says how to take and send us a vocal print.
Oh, how to take vocal prints.
Yeah, or you can call the office and they can email it to you.
Okay. Very good. Wow, this is absolutely fascinating.
He's
wonderful.
You're hooked. I love it.
I am. I want
so
to learn more.
So much better this week.
He does. He sounds like he got a lot more spirit.
You sound like a completely different person.
Well, look, that CD did something to me, I think, you know? Just I couldn't believe it. You know, I just started getting emotional. I'm thinking, why am I getting emotional? I couldn't understand it. Well, you know, in the context of listening to the F and the F sharp, that might explain it.
You got your F sharp back.
Yeah.
How can you tell?
I without taking a vocal print, I probably can't. I can just
Should
tell.
We look?
Let's do that. I can just tell a huge difference in your voice compared to last week.
Probably more excitement, huh?
You sound more energetic. You sound
more
positive. You don't sound as defeated as you did last week.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it came across like that.
Yes, you did.
Let's see if we can do your voice. Okay, just talk to us.
Okay, well, I'm really excited about the whole concept of using sound to treat imbalances in the human body. And I think this is absolutely wonderful. I think that you're a true pioneer in this whole subject. And I hope other people are picking up on this and they can also run with the ball. Because this is absolutely, in my opinion, the most cutting-edge technology for treating any kind of illness.
Hey, call Coast to Coast and tell them that.
Well,
I'm saving my best stuff to go back on their show. I've been able to look at time distortion, and I'm working on gravity, distorting gravity now with sound. So I'm going to save it for when we go back on Coast to Coast Secrets.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's
so interesting. You guys didn't know that.
Spill the beans.
You started out with great F.
Really?
Yes, it's back.
And it, but it came down a little. What's in your
full screen?
Let me go to full screen and see if you can see it with the camera. We may have to wiggle the camera around because we're having some trouble.
Well, we're not getting you on the front page of the website. It's just like a filler graphic there, you know, flash graphic.
I'm on station 2.
Station 2. Well, I have station 2 open, and I also have the home page of DBS Radio open.
So you're seeing Lisa sitting there, right?
Hi, James.
Hi there.
I'm moving the computer around just a little bit. We can send this to you. But your F came in very, very strong. But what comes in right now is that you must have balance in your life with an integration of more than one dimension that feeds your honor.
Yeah, I got to get a job.
Well, you're on your way. You got a plan. You just haven't carried it out.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Oh, I do have a plan.
You have a lot of management skills.
Yeah, I have an MBA in management, as a matter of fact.
Well, there you go.
But I think, you know, that might be one of the problems preventing me from getting a job. In fact, I was told by some of my former classmates that they actually took their MBA off their resume and they were able to get a job.
That's kind of sad.
I know. I mean, you spend all that time and money and effort.
Exactly, and then to get a job and not include it.
You would make a great manager, a great planner for a company, and a great mediator. You got an incredible mediator profile.
Okay, Sherry, I want you to be my agent.
How do I do that?
I don't know. We'll have to find a way.
Well, we can include your vocal profile with your job application.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
well,
your resume.
if they're hip to that, as they say.
Okay, I'm going to file him as James. What's the first initial of your last name?
F as in Fox.
Okay, so I'm going to save you as James F. So we can send this to you if you'll get in touch with us and tell us your email address, unless you want to give it to us now on the air and everybody will write to you.
Well, I probably should wait. I'll send it to Heather at vocalprofiling.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Okay, terrific. All right, well, thank you very much, ladies. I really appreciate it. I'm very excited about this.
Have a nice night.
I'll be listening, and I'm going to tell my friends about this, too.
Do that.
Are you going to come in and take this online class and see what this is?
You know, I should.
We recorded one, so you can watch it anytime you want.
Okay. Well, I'll check on your website for that information.
It's there.
Okay.
We already have a James F. We have to have a James F. 1 so I can file this.
So I have to sign up for the course then, the online course, right?
No, you don't have to sign up. Can't they just go watch it?
Yeah. Yes. James, just shoot me out an email, and I'll get you that link, and you can watch it at your leisure.
Oh, okay, great. Terrific.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Great. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Hey, you sound better. Have a nice night.
Okay, you too. Take care. I'll listen to you on the radio.
All right.
He just sounds awesome. His voice is so full of energy.
I can't believe how much differently he sounds.
And I don't want to insult him, but there was a little bit of whine in his voice last week, and there isn't.
He sounds way more upbeat.
He was so defeated last week. It's so nice to be able to hear somebody
turn around.
Well,
maybe he'll call in next week.
I was going to say next Thursday. Maybe he's got a job.
Can you get me a list of music? I mean, I know F&F Sharp is Carly Simon because we worked with her people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Diana Ross because she does in C. But get me a list of some good music that people could.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea.
We'll post it on the site. Okay. I have a question from our audience. Is your show associated with the Sound Healing Show on BBS Radio? The answer is absolutely and positively not. That show came on about a year and a half after we started. People continuously get the show mixed up, Sound Health and Sound Healing. David Gibson runs, out of San Francisco, runs the Sound Healing, and he does it with music, and he does it with tricks to record. That's not what we're doing at all. We are actually, we're doing scientific techniques, very different, quite different from the studies. Okay, we're going to tell you about a study that was done this week. Somebody came to us and said, I stepped on an old rusty piece of barbed wire, and Heather has this piece of barbed wire here. And
we
they
have
said,
it.
They said, should we get a tetanus shot? And I am...
Here we go.
Yeah, I have... I don't know if you guys can see that or not.
Doesn't look real healthy.
Pretty rusty with big barbs. I don't know if people have actually seen the barbed wire or not, but these big barbs on it, and this person had ripped part of their foot with this barb that was it was sticking up out of the ground, and they had tripped on it and then ran this barb into their foot. And they said, should we go get a tetanus? We haven't had a tetanus shot in a long time. I said, I don't know. Let's look at your voice. They got to us about 24 hours later. And we hurriedly did a template of frequencies for tetanus, the tetanus toxin, the tetanus gene, the pathogens, the RNA for it. Took about a day of scrambling for two people to get this template together. We tested the person's voice, and they had a toxin architecture, which is a series of specialist scallops. And the toxin for tetanus was very, very incredibly high. I think the ability to create a template and then look at a voice that's been exposed to tetanus and find it in there and find it to be the highest note in the chart, and we could say to them, yes, we think you ought to go get a tetanus shot. They did run some tests on the person for their blood for the presence of the toxin, and we'll report that back to you. But think about how that could be used for national security. You could put a kiosk of some kind, maybe in the underground subways, and when people were standing there doing nothing, they could blah, 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 and talk into it. And if there was a consistent toxin or pathogen, we could catch it in that genomic stage before it ever became pathogenic. And the pathogenic state is the harmful state. So if you get exposed to a cold, there's an incubation period.
Right.
And if we can catch it in the incubation period, then we got it. We got it done. So ours is based on a scientific look at the frequencies, not just music. Everybody falls in between there. And I think this announcement about the bird flu is really scaring people. You know, we have the frequencies for bird flu, but you really don't need them. You just need to look at the vocal print and see the architecture of a pathogen. Now, we can't do it on this invoice here. We do it on a real vocal print, things that we take seriously. We do this for fun and entertainment. But we have to look at that in a serious way. And, you know, I'm reluctant to announce that because every time we announce it, we get a flurry of calls, and we can't take care of them all. How many people do we have here?
On a good day, 15, 20.
And we still can't keep up.
We still can't keep up.
So we need people to train with us. That's why we gave away this program. That's why we try every way possible to get you trained to do this. And our big project for our first-time listeners, our big project right now is that we were working with an Army project to deal with traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, personally, I know three people that have that just in our little community. That's a lot out of the limited people I know outside
right.
of this office. There's thousands. You recently did a press release. What was the statistic on the people returning?
I did a little bit of research when we decided we were going to put out the press release about the Army contract, and I was floored that there was this many traumatic brain injuries associated with just the Iraq and Afghanistan issues we've got going on. The Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center, which was established in 1992, reported that 20% of the 20,000-plus military casualties from the Iraq War suffered from traumatic brain injuries, and nearly 60% of the soldiers who entered Walter Reed Army Medical Center from both Afghanistan and Iraq were diagnosed with TBI as either their primary or their secondary injury.
And
that's a lot of people.
And we, our little 15 people here, and some of them are bookkeepers and aren't even trained, we can't deal with all of this. So please, if you have these returning injured soldiers in your community, please come train with us to take that back to your community. And we'll bend over backwards to try to get you in here, try to accommodate what's going on. Do you have anything to add to that? You put a press release out today?
I did. This press release went out on Newswire today, and it's also going to be posted on the BioOhio page.
And it'll hit all the RSS feeds tomorrow.
The RSS feeds will all be out there tomorrow.
So look at it. It's awesome that the Army is actually going to use vocal printing to find out if there's a brain injury, because they don't have any tests for it right now.
Right.
We discovered a frequency that's common for brain trauma, acoustic brain trauma, and we're going to evaluate a group of soldiers, a very small group, to see if we can actually put together a computer program of this that people can then take back to their communities and use. And you don't have to be a soldier to have post-traumatic stress disorder, you know. It could be that you were robbed or your home broken into or a bad marriage or you were raped or whatever your stress is, that's there. And we have the templates for that. That one's finished. Okay, anything to add to that, Heather?
That's some awesome things. We always have some awesome things going on. I've got a couple emails here. I've got some questions. Sherry, if you're ready for those.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for the newsletter. And if anybody would like to join us on our newsletter, please give me a short line on my email, and I will sign you up. He says he especially enjoys the recent links in the videos that we've posted. And this is Volker. Hi, Volker, by the way. Thanks for your email. He is posting the new video on his Facebook profile.
All right. What is the newsletter called?
The newsletter?
I have a suggested name. Can we call it Bioacoustically Speaking?
That's a great name.
Great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He cannot wait to hear about President Bush's voice profile.
Okay, we'll get right to it after we answer a couple of more questions, because we want to be fair to all the listeners. We love it when you write to us. Here's a big one.
Okay.
Paul, how do the drug companies take what you're doing? That was a grimace. They have followed in our footsteps,
yes.
Number one. They're using some of our techniques. Number two, they're using some of the same equipment in the write-ups that I have done, and they have kind of followed in the footsteps. Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, I think, is the biggest one with the vocal profiling study group or whatever they want to call it. You know, I think if the drug companies had sense, they really looked at this, they wouldn't see us as an enemy at all, because they're about 20 years behind us at this point, and we could really look at medications and see what medication was best. They lose most of their money from side effects, and we really could help them with that. And they could help us with funding so we can do more and have 40 people here instead of 20.
You know, they deliver medicine in a lot of different ways. You can do it intravenously, you can do it sublingually, you can do it orally. Why not
have frequency
just be another delivery method?
Well, they are using it some. X-rays, MRIs, all of that is frequency. They're getting rid of kidney stones and heel spurs with frequency. Heel spurs, by the way, they're using our frequency. You know, we did the astronaut thing of getting the astronaut's heart, the cosmonaut, helping get that cosmonaut heart back in order. So we have a lot to offer. They just need to get in touch with us. And our phone number is 740-698-9119, or they could get in touch with the Ohio Tech, part of the government's incentive or initiative, that's what
right.
They're calling it. So it's called BioOhio, is it .com or .org?
It's .com.
.com, BioOhio. We're on there. We have been recognized by the state of Ohio as an innovative biotech company, and anybody who invests in us gets a 30% dollar-for-dollar cut off their taxes if they owe Ohio taxes. So we're a good deal.
We are a good deal.
And we are the only, well, the largest alternative health provider in Southern Ohio.
Yes, we
Maybe
are.
The whole state, I don't know. Okay, one more question, and then let's see if we can, we got several questions, but I want to answer this one. This is from Donna. When I get my tone box and use my frequencies, eventually will the wheat and protein allergies go away? I would like to say yes, but I also know that our wheat and milk both have been genetically modified, and as long as we continue to eat this genetically modified crap, we're probably going to have to supplement with sound as long as we're eating trash. So, Donna, thanks for your question. We have several more, but let's get to the bush stuff. I think you'll be surprised. What questions is Volker want answered?
Volker
want answered.
He wants to know basically what you found out, what the results were, pro or con.
Pro or con the war?
Yes.
Well, what Bush wants to do and what's going to happen is two different things.
Imagine that.
and we're talking about the Georgian-Russian war.
Right.
Yes. Can you play the clip that we evaluated while I prepare this so people could see it? You have it over there?
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as that comes up, I'll start to shut up. But the biggest thing I noticed about this entire chart, there's no blue in it. And when there's no blue, there's no emotion.
No emotion.
No emotion.
The attacks are occurring in regions of Georgia far from the zone of conflict in the south of the state. Violence is endangering regional peace. Civilian lives have been lost, and others are endangered. This situation can be resolved peacefully. We've been in contact with leaders in both Georgia and Russia at all levels of government. Georgia is a sovereign nation, and its territorial integrity must be respected. We have urged an immediate halt to the violence and a stand down by all troops. We call for an end to the Russian bombings and a return by the parties to the status quo of August the 6th. The United States is working with our European partners to launch international mediation and with the parties to restart their dialogue. Russia needs to support these efforts so that peace can be restored as quickly as possible. Laura and I were also set by the attack on an American family and their Chinese tour guide today in Beijing. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families, and the United States government has offered to provide any assistance the family needs. Thank you very much.
Okay, I am going to exaggerate this as I do it, but in the first part of his speech, there is very little amplitude change in his voice. And if you listen to that again, and can you put the link up so they can find it? Very little amplitude change, but when he starts talking about the Olympic Committee, there is amplitude change, there's emotion in his voice. Two things are happening here, and I should say we're going out on a limb to announce this because people don't like this kind of challenge. But I think if the people had their way, Ron Paul would be president. Anyway, you know what I love about Ron Paul and being able to announce is Ron Paul and John F. Kennedy's voice are almost identical.
Wow.
Would you like to have Kennedy back and what he said?
I would.
Okay, for those of you learning this lesson and watching this, the noted E is gone. There is no E. Either this is a lie or it is not his words. I tend to think that this is not his words.
It's a speechwriter.
Well, he doesn't even feel them. It wasn't his idea. those words were not his idea for somebody to put together.
Right.
And the thing that came again and again and again, that he was having other ideas come into his head while he was trying to do this. Mm-hmm. Void of emotion, no E, no F. There's no plan for what's going to happen, but he does have a physical reaction. And by a physical reaction, you know, have you ever been clenched your guts? He's feeling this. He wants to do something physically. He wants to get out and shake somebody, something very physical, but he's not considering the consequences. There's very much a spiritual issue here. Now, I didn't realize how much this president really feels like he's doing the right thing from this vocal print. And you're giving me a strange look. I didn't realize it either. But he really thinks he's doing the right thing, whether he's just getting really bad information.
You get really bad advice on a constant daily basis. Or that must be it.
He really thinks he is loved and cared about. That's the feedback he's getting someplace, because he has a lot of spirituality invested in what's going on here. And
wow.
looking at this, though, the C is very high. So honor before trust, honor before fairness, honor before feelings about others. I don't know how to take that.
I don't know either, because I don't know how you get honor without all of those other things.
For a larger cause? I'll send people to war for a larger cause, honor first, maybe? I don't know.
Which would be fine if it was working out the way we originally had it planned in our heads, but sadly it's not working out that way, so.
Many more people have died in this war than ever died in 9/11, which is kind of why we went to war. He wants to do something spiritual, but he just doesn't know what the right move is. There's a big controversy here between moving on something spiritually and wanting to do it, but wanting to do the right thing. So there's not a lot of management in this vocal print about the situation.
So he's clueless? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I didn't want to say it that way. this wanting to do something spiritual is far below determining what needs to be done. Nobody knows really what to do with this, and this vocal print says this. All of this red is about, I want to do something, but I can't do that because of the consequence. I can't do that because of the consequence. It's not a rash thing. It's a need to make a difference, a real need to do that. He has a lot of thinking. This yellow is all thinking, and this is thinking about how this is going to affect his image, his trust, and his ability to manage. So he doesn't have a clue how to manage the situation, but he wants to manage it from an intellectual perspective.
Right.
He can't manage it from an emotional perspective. That's not here. So
right.
He wants to manage it from a physical perspective. That scares me.
Yes.
He thinks the whole situation cannot be managed with words. There's no word indicators here. And there's a real unbalance between this C sharp and the F sharp. This is a vacillation between fairness and stubbornness and the ability to carry out a plan.
I just wish they would do the right thing.
What do you think the right thing would be?
I think the right thing is to sit down and talk about it. I mean, we were at war with Russia for how many years? We were in a Cold War for decades, and we managed to keep things from going to blows.
Might makes right is where they're coming from.
No.
I mean, that's where they're coming from.
Well, I know that's where they're coming from, but I'm just saying if we can avoid a Cold War with Russia for decades, we can avoid a confrontation with military... Might.
You know, I think if we could sit down and talk about it and discuss it, that would separate us from the animal.
I agree.
Because
that would be a travesty.
Because animals though do that. They fight for the strongest, the best food, the whatever. And I'd like to think we're beyond that.
It would be nice.
right now we're looking at Grant. We're not getting involved. No motion here. He wants action, that at this point the action is without considering physical consequences. He wants to do the right thing. There's a high spirituality. He just doesn't know what it is.
What are his advisors getting paid for?
Obviously, whoever's talking to him doesn't know how to manage it either. I think McCain threatened, you know, Russia back off. I think Obama said, let's talk about this, which to me is the more rational thing. But they're fighting over property. And is it some right of way for some oil something or the other? And it's control.
Right.
Who gets to control what? I want to control my desk, my typewriter. I want to control my house and my yard. But that's as far as it goes. I don't want to mow my neighbor's yard the way I want it. Where do we get this idea that we humans have to control our neighbor too? But where's that coming from?
Oh, no. No. Male thing.
We're not even fighting.
I think women should rule the world.
We're not even fighting over resources.
No.
There's, you know, and the weird thing that just really, I want to say, cut the crap. They announced that the Russia-Georgian war was going to cause oil prices to go.
They're looking for any reason, I think, at this point.
Cold and flu season's coming, too, so that'll probably back it right up there.
What oil do we get from Russia and Georgia? That's crazy.
No. But it probably will. They've been at it for a week over there in Russia, so we should feel it at the pump any day.
I love Kroger's, where we get a discount when we buy groceries. I paid $3.59 for gas. I don't know what it really is. About $4, I guess.
It's like $3.89 I paid this morning.
$3.89?
This is the first time we've been under $4
for a
in months and
long
months.
Time. They better just get their stuff on the ball. Okay, there was... I do have this done. We could post it as soon as I proof it and get it done. And one of the things that's consistent through all the prints, now think about this, George Bush stuff, I wish someone could understand me without demanding a lot of conversation. Isn't that an odd thing to know about your president? I wish somebody just understand without making me explain.
Just listen to me and don't question me.
Not really that. That's an egotistical point of view.
Uh-huh.
He really thinks he's doing the right thing. And I'm not sticking up for Bush. I've never voted for him and wouldn't because I didn't like his platform. But he really thinks that what he's doing is best, and people just ought to understand and get out of the way and let him do the job. Somebody needs to get to him and shake him awake.
I don't think at this point that's going to happen. I really don't.
Nobody's
had 8 years.
In 8 years.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen on the way out the door.
Well, nobody really wants to be told that they're not liked, you know?
I think a person, especially in that sort of situation, when they're in such a visibility job, I mean, that's what he is. He is Mr. Visible for the whole world. You have to have some serious communication skills in order to get people to do what he wants, and that is sit down and let me manage. And if you can't communicate and you don't, in that communication, send off an unbelievable presence of confidence, nobody's going to sit down and let you manage.
I read an editorial from our Columbus paper that said, why are we spending billions of dollars to build shelter for the homeless in Iraq when we don't have it here?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we spending thousands for hospitals when ours are overcrowded? That doesn't make sense. You know what that says? Americans are not a priority.
I agree with that.
We should get somebody from Georgia on the show. I tried this week, but I'll keep trying. He could come on and give us his perspective. Because he's living in Tbilisi, right in the middle of this, where he says Russia is bombing schools, they're bombing hospitals, they're going for maximum count and for people that can't take care of them.
Oh.
He said, I am just waiting for my call-up papers, and I'm ready to go in a minute. Isn't there
some type of honor in war? I mean,
you would think if you're going to go to war, there would be some darn good reason for going.
And you blew up the military bases, I would assume, the power plant. Not the hospital.
Not the
school.
There's no honor.
We are not hearing that on the news.
No, we're not hearing
that. That Russia is blowing up the schools and the hospitals. It's from the people there. The other consistent thing in his chart was the statement that he finds it hard to understand why people take his peaceful nature as him being an easy target. Isn't that odd? He thinks people are taking his peaceful nature. He really thinks he has a peaceful nature.
That's crazy.
I considered him kind of a warmonger.
What if you stood Bush here and out there put the maimed and dead bodies? Did he not relate?
The price of freedom.
Price of freedom. Freedom where?
I don't know. I just really think that if... I'm so jaded on this issue from the very beginning. This had nothing to do with 9/11. This had nothing to do with why we're in Iraq. And I think you can try and sell it with all the lip service you want in the beginning, but you're not going to sell it years and years and years down the road and keep saying the same thing.
Well, it's ruining American economy. People are getting just really frustrated, fed up. They want to change, the people want the change, but the administration and the deep pocketbooks are not allowing it to happen.
No.
Look, Ron Paul was an incredible candidate, broke all kinds of records, and he couldn't even pay himself onto a show. He couldn't even buy a spot to get on the show.
I'm trying to keep those kind of guys quiet.
That's crazy when he has a message that we all love. Okay, I was going to do the Olympic one. 3 minutes to do the Olympic one. I'm going to hurry. I want more time. The Olympic attacks. There is some emotion here. See the blue in his Olympic attack? His response, well, let me get to the Olympic attack stuff. I'm not on the right page. I only got 3 minutes, and I'm going, he wants a spiritual solution also, but he feels this one, and he has an action plan about harmony and bringing different factions together. The highest note is a physical need, a gut level for balance, and it's only second to his mental attitude of ego and honor. The print shows that he will go to great lengths to smooth the waters about this incident. But his mental attitude is honor. His emotional attitude is action toward bringing a peaceful solution here.
Mm-hmm.
He will not move or punish anybody associated with the Olympics. He doesn't even associate this with the Olympics. He associates it with a need to bring harmony among different races.
Mm-hmm.
He does, and you know, I would associate it with the Olympics. Wasn't there a thing about the Chinese folks? The Olympic team bowing out because they thought it was too dangerous.
Several I knew that withdrew.
You need to come over here and say that. Several that withdrew.
Several that withdrew. I don't know a whole lot about the Olympics other than the United States is doing pretty decent this year.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get to our compatibilities about money. We'll do that again. And we're going to talk about what secrets do you really want to know. That's on our next Vocal Profiling Live. You can also join us on Sunday for Sound Health, which is 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 Eastern. And we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she's going to answer callers' questions about these vaccinations they're trying to force on our children, why they're giving papilloma to 12-year-old boys that, I mean, unless they're thinking 12-year-olds are going to be sexually active and have a cervix to get cancer from. It's nuts. And we're getting a lot of people in here where the doctors are really pushing this, and I want to ask the doctors how much you're getting paid to push this, because I think it's atrocious, all of this. And, you know, and here we are talking to this woman about getting a vaccination for our tetanus. Okay, thanks for listening. This was BBS Radio, and for Heather and Lisa and Sherry, Thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys.
Sounded great.
Oh.